So I will be talking a little bit about one of the projects that Tari talked about, the Pocket Science Lab. So to begin with, what is it? The Pocket Science Lab is a, I would like to call it an open hardware platform, or an open science platform even. It includes a number of sensors and instruments, which you can use during development of other projects, troubleshooting, science, education. The sky's the limit. So here are a subset of the instruments and sensors which the Pocket Science Lab, or PS Lab for short, supports and includes. So if you have an analog signal with a high-frequency analog signal from a device, or you're troubleshooting a glitchy connector, the Pocket Science Lab has an oscilloscope for that. If you're looking at a less falsely an analog signal which does not change so quickly, multimeter, you got some resistance or a capacitance that you need to figure out how big it is, also multimeter for that. If you have a digital signal, even if it's very high frequency, up to multiple megahertz, for example, if you're troubleshooting a serial bus or something like that, the Pocket Science Lab has a logic analyzer. If you need to generate an analog signal yourself to make some noise with a speaker or actuate some kind of sensor with an analog input, the Pocket Science Lab has an analog waveform generator or a function generator. It also has a square function generator, or a PWM generator, which you can use to actuate motors, servos, pumps, other kinds of devices. It also has a programmable power source with three voltage outputs and one current output, all of which can be programmed to output voltages and currents to drive different sensors, which you can connect to the Pocket Science Lab. And in addition to those instruments, you can hook up other sensors, such as accelerometer, barometer, compass, etc. So here's just a quick look at two of the instruments, the programmable power source with the three voltage outputs and the oscilloscope. And here's an example of something you can do with it. A robotic arm with four servos, all being controlled by the Pocket Science Lab. So the Pocket Science Lab is fully open. The whole stack, including the hardware and all of the software on top of it, is open source. So we have multiple different pieces of software on top of the hardware written in different languages. So a piece of Python is the main driver layer on PC, written in Python, of course. The desktop app, I see this, it says here it's written in PyQt. That's incorrect. That's outdated. It's now written in JavaScript. Piece of Android, written in Java, possibly moving to Kotlin, and the firmware itself is written in C. So lots of opportunities for different types of developers to work in it. So the next version of the Pocket Science Lab, which we are hard at work developing, has a couple of new features, one of which is it supports Bluetooth and Wi-Fi via an optional ESP module plugin. And it also has an SD card slot. So using those two features, we can use the Pocket Science Lab, in the next version that is, as a passive data collector for fieldwork, where you can either log the data to the SD card or stream it over the network. And the way that works is, normally the Pocket Science Lab is controlled by a host computer over a serial connection. But if we do this in the field, there is no host computer. So what do we replace it with? The way we're doing it right now is we are instead saving a sort of program on the SD card, which contains the exact same bytes as the host computer would send to the PS Lab. And then the PS Lab just does exactly the same thing as it would do if it received those bytes from the host computer. So the drawback of that approach is that there's no branching. Since it's a there are no conditionals. You can't act on the data that you receive. Which is unfortunate, but that's the way it is right now. In the future, we would of course like to fix that, possibly using allowing users to write their own firmware and flash that to the Pocket Science Lab. Speaking of which, so the Pocket Science Lab uses PAC24 microcontroller. Microchip provides a proprietary tool for flashing firmware with that. We don't like proprietary stuff, so we wrote our own flashing application, MC Boot Flash. If you're using a PAC microchip architecture, you might want to check that out. So that's it. Please join us in our assembly if you're interested in Pocket Science Lab. Thank you very much.
Thank you.